Well, Nance, here's something I've been kind of wondering about. Your husband, Mac, travels a fair amount, and the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroot goes off on a fair number of trips as well, business trips and so on. I've noticed that my cooking habits when I'm home alone are really quite different than when DeGroot is there, and I'm wondering if that's the same for you.
What I cook for him is a very, very different thing than what I cook when I'm just home alone.
Same for me. And usually what I will do the first day or two, you know, I'll run wild.
Yeah, that's when you get your pastrami thing going on,
right? I get my pastrami thing or, you know, the deep fried lard balls. But the curious thing that then happens is I probably wind up eating a sandwich more often than not. I'm certain that what it is, it's just not as much fun to cook just for myself as it is to cook for Cheryl or for anybody. And, you know, it's not because I want praise so much, although I always take some. It's just more fun to cook for somebody else besides yourself. If it's just me, I might wind up, you know, standing over the sink.
Well, see, I'm not like that at all. There's certain things that I love to cook for myself that Mac can either take it or leave it, or preferably leave it. So yeah. One of the things I adore are fresh mussels. And right now, just in the last several weeks, I've gotten these gorgeous Mediterranean mussels from Pen Cove. I found them in various supermarket counters. They're so sweet and so delicious. And I could easily buy myself 2 pounds of mussels and just steam them really gently in a little bit of onion or shallot and a little garlic and some dried pepper flakes and parsley, and just make a simple meal. And I could pick the bowl up and drink that mussel nectar afterward, and there's no one to tell me I'm ill-mannered.
Well, yeah, that's where standing over the sink really pays off. Would Mac actually say that?
No, but he does say, pardon my boarding house reach, each time he reaches across the table. As far as sandwiches go, though, Stein, what I do is I leave out the bread. I am a big fan of different types of salamis and other cured meats, and I will just take a piece of smoked ham or a piece of salami and eat it just straight.
Standing right in front of the refrigerator, right, with the door open.
And when it comes to eating salami and prosciutto and other cold cuts, as much as I love really fancified, expensive stuff, and you can just buy a little bit of it, a quarter pound of salami is a lot of salami.
Especially if you're alone.
Right, especially if you're alone. You know, I'm not above going to Costco. They have this thing called a gourmet assortment pack that I'm pretty fond of, with capicola and prosciutto and calabrese salami. I love that stuff.
Yeah, I don't mind a nice bologna sandwich. With mayonnaise and iceberg lettuce.
That doesn't surprise me at all, Stein, because as we all know, you're so full of bologna.
Yeah. What I would like to get into, though, is don't you find that it's not as much fun to cook just for yourself as it is for someone else?
For me, I'd rather cook by myself.
I'm with you there. I don't want help in the kitchen. But what I'm talking about is not that so much as just having someone to give this to. But you're fine on your own. You're your own best audience, right?
It's my going to dinner with my 3 favorite people, me, myself, and I.
Okay, well, fine. I would like to hear from some of the eaters about this because I fully expected you to say, oh, yeah, you know, it's not as much fun to just cook for myself as it is for somebody else. I guess we all tend to think that others are just the way we are. Let's hear from you, eaters. Do you find it less fun to cook just for yourself, or is it better when you've got someone to serve it to? Let us know at the Food for Thought blog, knkx.org. Click on Features, then Food for Thought. I'd really like to hear. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
More for me.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Full of baloney and proud of it.
Stein.